Gregory Schuler's. This is Kathy. How may I help you?
Kathy, it's Lee Reinecke with RDI. How are you on this Friday morning?
I am well. Hope you are.
Yeah, well, I'm up in New York, so I'm a lot colder than you, but you're getting some odd cold yourself, aren't you?
We are. We're getting some not what we're normally expecting as far as cold, but it's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hey, Kathy, we spoke, you know, a while ago regarding some loose stones and diamonds, and I was curious if, first of all, is Rhonda going to be in Phoenix, going to be at the RJO show?
Yes, she is.
Okay. So, is she there?
She is.
May I speak with her?
Sure. Hold on.
Appreciate it.
Hello?
Hello, Rhonda.
Hello.
It's Lee at RDI. You ready to escape to Phoenix?
Well, kind of. I don't know how warm it's going to be there, but anything's better than what's in North Carolina right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Eddie, I'm up in New York, so I feel it's time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, in 3 weeks I have had enough winter to last me till about 3 years.
Ever, forever. Forget 3 years. Holy mess.
I tell people all the time, hey, look, if I want some cold weather, I got a car. I can go to the mountains.
That's right. That's it. Take a left on 95 and that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, my
right.
goodness. Hey, Rhonda, I was speaking with Kathy before, you know, and yourself regarding some loose diamonds, and, you know, you're talking about some lab stuff, so I just wanted to keep in touch before Phoenix, so hopefully when you stop by at booth 450, we can we can chat.
Okay.
So what? Tell me what's going on.
Not a thing. Waiting on Valentine's Day.
Not. What's that?
Not anything much this morning. People in my town don't wake up till 1 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to get our share of Valentine's Day.
Okay. Typically, what are they coming asking for? Last-minute stuff?
Yes. I really was hoping by now we would have had some calls for engagement rings, but nothing so far.
It's the culture. No one's getting married.
I've had little women in here looking at them.
Well, yeah. All right.
So if I get a call, I'll let you know.
All right. So, any projects coming up? Anyone coming in? Anyone coming in for estate jewelry type stuff, Rhonda?
We have a huge consignment and estate jewelry, a case just for that.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of always moving. I mean, we do a lot of that.
Are you aware that's what we do also?
No, I didn't know you did that also.
All right. We have a company called MDJ Advantage in New York and in Rochester, Paris, and all over. I'm going to send you a link to it. And it's all the funky, exquisite type of stuff people are looking for.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I'm going to get that to you. I'll make sure that, you know, when you're in Phoenix, and I'm going to send you a link, Rhonda, to hopefully, you know, book an appointment. Are you still at Gregory's Jewelers, Inc. at Gmail, or did it change?
No, that's the new one.
All right, cool. All right, I'll send you a link there. That way you can set an appointment for us when you're in Phoenix. Also, take a look at MDJ Advantage. It's really starting to pick up some traction, even though we've had it for eons. But it seems that's where the kids are going now. You know, they want, you know, 5-carat lab diamonds for $1.85.
That's right.
But they're going on to this, you know, just for the style.
Right.
So I guess pinstripes and gaudy are coming back.
Hey, look, when we can buy like princess rings.
Yeah, right. All right, what else is going on? Anything else I can help you with?
Nothing much. Nothing much fun.
All right, stay warm. We'll see you in Phoenix.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Bye.